Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Well, we kicked off the hour by speaking to Dr. Beth Generis. We were talking about her book, From Me to We, how she's helping people to understand they can't live in this world together. The next half hour, we'll be focusing on music, and Caitlin Carter is making her first appearance on the program. We're going to talk to her not only about her own love of music, but what it's been like for her to share a great message as well. She also has a single you guys are going to love. It's called Free From Me, so get ready for that. But Caitlin, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. It's awesome to be here with you, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's definitely all ours. And, Caitlin, I should say, we're using this conversation not only, of course, here for our radio program, but the transcript we're going to be using actually for our July issue of our magazine as well, because we wanted to make sure that we shared it, because I think it's so great what you're doing, not only with music,
aww,
but as you're traveling, being able to, you know, spread an important message as well. Caitlin, what has that been like for you?
Well,
you're more than welcome, but what has it been like for you to be able to see how people are responding to the music and also the message behind it?
It's really astonishing, because it's what I love, and music is my passion, and just to give God glory and see that people can connect with me, with my singing and with my music that I choose to do, it's a blessing, and I'm so happy that people can relate to it the same way that I do. So it's such a blessing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think all great things have a beginning, Caitlin. So for you, when did you first know that, okay, this is something that I really love when it comes to music?
Exactly. I get this question all the time, and it's so hard to answer, because I have loved music ever since I was a little girl. I have always wanted to sing. I would actually, like, walk around my house with this little boombox and microphone and, like, sing the whole day and annoy my parents and my brothers. But I went to school for music. I just actually graduated December 2012, and while I was there, it really struck me about my freshman or sophomore year when I just couldn't stand the stuff I was doing. I was like, why am I doing this classical stuff? Why am I doing opera stuff? Why am I here? I would constantly ask God, and he would just tell me, just keep on this road. I'm going to show you what you're going to do with it. And finally, I found that I was supposed to do Christian music as a singer. I didn't know which route I was supposed to do, but he actually laid it on my heart. I prayed to him one night, and he told me, he said, Caitlin, it's your job to sing for me. And so from that point on, I sort of just found my ground in it, and I've just done everything I can to be successful in it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, and I think what really has been important for you, Caitlin, that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment is really your faith. Because I think, you know, it's one thing to be able to know that you have a talent, but it's also another thing to know that you can't do it by yourself. I thought it was interesting when I was prepping for this segment, I made a note. You had Exodus chapter 15, verse 2 on your website, and most people know that's the script that it says, the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. How has your faith inspired you, but also kept you motivated as you've been through this musical journey?
Wow, I've had so many ups and downs. And, you know, any type of thing that you go through in life, you have the great times and then you have the down times where it's like, why am I even doing this? But God has pulled me through so much in my life and has shown me the way. Even though at the time you don't see it as a blessing, it's just like, it's just unbelievable what he can do when you're in your downtime and want to know more. Makes you push more to what you want to do.
Right.
So I have just really been really, really firm about following him and trusting him even when it's my downtime. So it has had its struggles, but I know that he's going to be faithful to me, and I choose to represent him in my music.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know what, and
yeah.
I think that definitely comes through, Caitlin. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Caitlin McCarter. She's making her first appearance here on the program. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You know, Caitlin, I mentioned, of course, you know, in prepping for this, you know, you and I have been staying in contact with each other through the social media site Twitter. You know, it's one thing for people that you know to tell you, oh, I really like what you're doing. But when you've had some of these quotes of people talking about you being a rising star, being the next big thing in music, what has that been like? Does that feel as though, you know, that is the reward you're getting for your faithfulness and your patience?
It feels really good to read that. But I know that my true, you know, how I feel and my faith, I know that God is blessing me. And it feels great to see people that I don't even know write up things about me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, am I really this? Is it really true? It's like, are we really, really saying that about me? I feel like a normal person. I'm just a normal person chasing after what God has put in my life. And I will not stop until I achieve everything that he has told me to do. And,
yeah.
It's such a blessing, you know, like you, when people write things about you, that's just, wow, how could you say that? I mean, it's just so nice of someone to do that. It's definitely very eye-opening, and it makes me want to chase it even more. So it's awesome.
Well, you know, I thought, you know, it's always fun for me, Caitlin, to be able, when I'm knowing I'm going to be speaking with someone, just to kind of jot down things that I may read, either that they have said or, you know, that have been said about them. And one of the things that you actually posted on Facebook back on May 23rd, just last month, you posted this, and I thought it was so powerful. I wanted to share it with our listeners and for us to talk about it. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are because he made you perfect. And the reason I wanted to talk about that is because of the kind of music you're creating, because of who you are, you're an example for not only young women, but also I think for guys, about the importance of knowing who you are and knowing whose you are. What has it been like for you to know that you are a role model for others as to what's possible as long as they keep their eye on the prize?
Oh, it feels so good. I feel like I can really show people and show the younger people, not only girls, but boys and men as well, that we are beautiful to God. We are gold to him. And if we just do what we're supposed to do on this earth for him, it's nothing but just rising mountains for us. And that's what I've based my album on, is like more inspirational to choose to follow God. You may go through things and people may hurt you. You are still beautiful and you are gold to God. No matter what anyone may say to you or may do to you, you are gold to God. And that's what I sort of wanted to incorporate in my CD, is because I think that this world is so, it's just so sad, the media, how they compare people and talk about kids. It's just,
right.
I don't know how people survive in today's society. There's so much depression and self-esteem issues, and it's like, wow, I wish that I could make a CD that could help with that, and that is what I'm sort of doing. And it feels really good that God's given me that inner strength to be a role model like that, because it is hard sometimes, because I still struggle with it. And I know probably everyone does. But
exactly.
it feels really good to even, if just one person heard my CD or song and got inspiration from it, it feels really good. So I'm happy.
Well, you know what, and we're happy. We're going to be actually sharing a single from Free From Me here in a moment.
Yeah.
I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the single, and we're going to have you introduce it for us, okay?
Cool, thanks.
All right. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. My guest this afternoon is recording artist Caitlin McCarter. We've been talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You guys, if you have not had a chance to hear Caitlin before, you guys are going to get a chance here in just a moment. Going to take a quick break here on 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. Stay with us.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you or someone you love experienced relapse? Are you suffering in silence with shame? This is Holly Kenley, author of a new book on relapse entitled Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time. In Mountain Air, I describe the pain and shame of my personal descent into relapse and my powerful recovering journey. Mountain Air will reveal 5 time-tested lessons for healing from any type of relapse. Whether you have returned to an addiction or resurrendered to an abusive relationship or regressed into any kind of unhealthy pattern of behavior, Mountain Air, Relapsing and Finding the Way Back, One Breath at a Time, is waiting for you. Available now on Amazon.com. Go there, get a copy, and reclaim your healing truths.
In these uncertain economic times, getting a solid financial footing can be quite a challenge. However, minister, entrepreneur, and author Sonia L. Thompson has written 3 books to help you whether you're in business or facing bankruptcy. Break out of poverty into financial abundance, Seeds of Prosperity, and Business by the Bible are God-inspired tools you need to be successful. Order your copies today at lifeintheWordMinistries.org or at Amazon.com.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with recording artist Caitlin McCarter. She's making her first appearance here on the program. We've been talking to her not only about what it's been like for her to do what she loves, but also to be able to share the message behind the music as well. Speaking of music, Caitlin, we're going to be listening to Free From Me here in a moment. That single's now available for our listeners here on iTunes, but talk to us a little bit about the single and how it came about.
Okay. Free From Me is a song that I chose to do with Jim Cooper. He's actually a band member of Petra. He was their keyboardist and, like, sound guy for a long time. But the song is about how we struggle with everyday issues in our life and how we can, even though it's hard, we always seem to go back to God and know that He sets us free from ourselves. We are our own worst enemy, and it's hard to understand why we do things, but God always frees us from that, and that's why it's called You Set Me Free From Me. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it definitely is cool. It's a great message, I think, for people of all ages. And so, Caitlin, since you're here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
Awesome. Thank you. This is my single, Free From Me, by Caitlin McCarter.
Feel like
That was Caitlin McCarter with Free From Me here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners. But online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, Caitlin has been joining us this half hour. We've been talking to her not only about the love of music, the message of the music, and what it's been like for her to be an example for others. You know, before the song actually aired, Caitlin, I actually tweeted out a quote from your website. I mentioned earlier, you know, so a lot of great information that's on your website, but the quote from you was, "I want everything that God wants for me, and I will never stop giving him all the glory." When I was listening to that song the first time I heard it, what I thought was so interesting is that it reminded us of a lot of times we are the reasons why we don't get the blessings that we're supposed to get. We're all normally in our own way. What do you hope people understand, Caitlin, about the importance of getting out of the way so that God can do what he wants to do in our lives?
Oh, it's so important. I don't know. You know, I just pray that people are blessed tremendously in their lives. And one thing that we can do to stay out of the way of ourselves and stop being our worst, you know, enemy — we're always our worst enemy and our worst critic — is to just have faith and know that God is always going to be there, and trust that he's going to guide your everyday steps, and that no matter what happens, he has your back and he's not leaving you. And you should go boldly in the steps of your future, what he has planned for you. And that's sort of, you know, how I feel about all that. It's so hard to explain, I guess, because it's more intimate, but it's so important for people to know that, you know, we can trust that God will always be there.
Exactly. And then he knows the best way too. I think that's the other thing. He knows the best way for us, you know, and if we can just trust him in that, I think that definitely makes things a whole lot easier. So Caitlin, as I said, that single is available now for our listeners to be able to get on iTunes, Free From Me. And you mentioned earlier, of course, what you hope people are able to get from the album. How can they stay in contact with you, Caitlin, and, of course, keep updated on your appearances as well as new releases?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is www.CaitlinMcCarter.com. And then I have a Twitter, just at Caitlin McCarter. And then also Facebook, my fan page. I have all my appearances, shows. I keep people up when my CD, stuff about my CD, you know, things like that. So all the social networks I'm on.
All right. Well, Caitlin, congratulations again to you. Thank you so much for coming on the program. And we hope you'll come back.
Thank
We'd love to chat with you again.
Yes, please do, Cyrus. It was such a blessing to talk with you today.
Well, look, the blessing is ours as well. So, Caitlin, continued blessings to you, and we hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, then. Again, everyone, Caitlin McCarter has been our guest. Make sure you guys do visit her on her website at CaitlinMcCarter.com, and she's made it very easy for you guys to stay in contact with her on the social media sites. You can find all that information on her website as well. For any of you guys who came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at ConversationsLiveRadio.com. That's Conversations with an S, LiveRadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can go and listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Again, we thank Caitlin McCarter for coming on the program. Again, that single for you guys to get right now on iTunes is Free From Me, so definitely take advantage of that. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys with the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.